Welcome to CIP Stories. I am your CIP Stories host and co-creator, Bill Delisio, from the Colorado CIP. This podcast will bring you the CIP leaders and influencers from the states, tribes, territories, and organizations that have been responsible for driving systems improvements and systems reforms in courts since 1994. CIP Stories was first recorded at the 2019 National Judicial Leadership Summit on Child Welfare in Minneapolis, Minnesota. CIP Stories is dedicated to documenting the 25-year history of the Court Improvement Program, and CIP Stories seeks to share ongoing systems reform and improvement efforts across the nation.
Hello, I'm Deb Van Dyke Reese, and I'm the director of the Nebraska Court Improvement Project, and I am here to tell my story about how I got my dream job. I was involved with the CASA program in Lancaster County in Lincoln, Nebraska, and through my years with CASA, I got to work real close with the Nebraska Court Improvement Project, and specifically Vicki Weiss, who is the longtime director of Nebraska CIP, and I got to be able to see the work that they did close up, because I was working with her on a couple of different projects. One looking at how do we increase the awareness and understanding of judges in terms of educational issues that kids are dealing with. So I was working on a small committee with her, and then also always attended the CIP Children's Summit, which was has been a model that we continue to use in Nebraska, where we bring multidisciplinary groups, attorneys, caseworkers, judges, foster parents, youth, really any provider in Nebraska together to hear the same information at the same time, and then also build relationships. And so I saw that happening for a long time when I was involved with CASA. I got to a point in my career where I needed to step away from child welfare. I'm a social worker by training, and always had an interest in the legal field and thought about going to law school, but decided it wasn't for me and decided to go the social worker route. And so a lot of the principles that the Nebraska Court Improvement Project were pushing forward, such as kids being in court and having that voice in court, and really being mindful about placement changes and what that impact is in terms of trauma for kids, those all resonated with me. But like I said, I did need to step away from the work in child welfare for a period of time. And so for about 2.5-3 years, I was doing something completely different, still within the social work field, but away from child welfare. And then the Nebraska Court Improvement Project was housed within the university setting, the Center on Children, Families, and the Law. And when Vicki retired, then the Administrative Office of the Courts decided that they wanted to bring CIP underneath the judicial branch. And so So there were some positions opened. And when I found out that this was an opening, I was like, this is what I want to do. I've always wanted to work for the Court Improvement Project. So I applied, and there was a position, we call it a project specialist. And so the project specialists go out and meet with our multidisciplinary local through the eyes of the child teams. And I just thought, this is perfect. I want to do this job. So was able to be hired as a project specialist. And then the program director decided to leave, and I decided to apply for that job, and have been there for 3.5 years, and really still feel like it is my dream job. I feel so lucky to get to come to work every day and really look on a systemic level about how can we make change. And my philosophy has really been, we make change through building relationships, which takes time, which takes energy, which takes persistence, but then also listening to people's stories and understanding why it is that they're doing what they're doing, and how can, and validating that, and understanding that I don't know what it's like to be a judge in Thurston County in Nebraska, which has maybe 200 people in it. But it's important for me to ask those questions and understand what are the challenges, and then also bring people to the table to say, how can we meet those needs? How can we address those challenges? And how can we make our child welfare, our juvenile justice, our youth justice system, and our juvenile courts more youth and family and child centric? And how can we make that process better for the families that are going through it? So I feel lucky to be doing that every day.
CIP Stories is connecting our CIP community. You are a leader, an influencer, a change maker. Make your story part of the CIP history. Keep sharing our CIP stories. Keep sharing our CIP stories. Keep sharing our CIP stories.